The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Titanic talk, news, butts, and a how about you theme. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
Press your buttocks against the window and I'll know you are home. Can I say that on the air?
Sure.
Okay, good. The view from the sidewalk is a vision all its own. There's no need to turn out the light. Just press your buns against the window and it turns the day to night. Can I say that on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, good. The gasp of astonishment is still upon my lips. From when I first saw your buttocks make that total eclipse. If there's rain clouds a-form and there's no need to go on the lam, your butt could hold the water back like the Grand Coulee Dam. 'Cause it looks just like saran wrap around a semi-boneless ham. Kind of a visual at the end there.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
You go next door in the room next door through the glass. For those of you new to the show, imagine a gigantic aquarium with a little tiny floating head in it. That's Christy Lee.
Yeah.
She's just in another studio.
Her head's the size of a softball, but she is completely proportioned. I want to make that clear. Not like some freak thing.
Beetlejuice.
No Beetlejuice.
No.
Thank you very much.
Well,
hey.
And then we have two giant heads in the room with us, but they're actually being projected with some kind of electronic stuff on the big screens. There's Jess Hooker. Give me a test of your mic, Jess.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey. Sounds good.
There you are.
Good.
And then I've got a little test for Mr. Pat Godwin.
Oh.
Pat's doing a great job this morning. I think you're a little discouraged by...
Just got down off the rope.
Pat, you sound great today. I want to see if you can tell me what this is, Pat.
My ex-wife?
Please tell me that this is the thing
circle
that you
gets
were...
the square.
Is this our surprise?
This the thing you were looking forward to?
Is yeah, it... you know what that is?
The kookaburra.
The kookaburra, I'm sure.
That's,
yes.
Well, it could have been a monkey, because we had monkeys in the news.
No.
It's the kookaburra.
Of course it is.
Somebody do something about him.
I think it's exciting. got a big giant kookaburra in the news. Big giant wooden bird.
I'd like to see it.
Okay.
So that was our surprise?
How tall was... The sound effect was a surprise.
8 feet.
Yeah, I wanted to see if you'd recognize that sound. I wouldn't. I didn't know a kookaburra was a bird until
even
a few minutes ago.
Even Godwin, the sound effect was a surprise.
Why'd you go to me?
Because you're the one that did the kookaburra song for us.
We could forget that.
Okay, I thought it was good. I enjoyed it very much.
Jeez.
Yeah. Now, Christy, the big news this morning, of course, involves the Titanic.
Yeah.
This is a cool story. And, I think, isn't that the most successful movie of all time, practically? Yeah,
yeah, but this is in real life. While, this isn't a movie.
They found the diamond.
Right? No.
Oh, the heart of the
sea. Landed right in the boat.
A U.S. court has granted a salvage operation the permission to recover a Marconi telegraph from the RMS Titanic wreckage.
Right.
Prior to sinking on April 14th, 1912, the Titanic's crew used a Marconi wireless telegraph system to send distress signals to nearby ships. Attorneys for RMS Titanic, Inc., a company that owns more than 5,000 artifacts taken from the ship,
stolen,
filed a request arguing that the telegraph should be salvaged before the Titanic collapses.
James Cameron's personal playground.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has opposed the mission, arguing that the telegraph should not be disturbed since it is likely surrounded by the,
yes,
quote-unquote, mortal remains of over 1,500 people.
Yes.
In her ruling in favor of salvaging the telegraph, U.S. District Judge Rebecca Beach Smith said the mission's justified on scientific and cultural grounds, adding that the recovery, quote, will contribute to the legacy left by the indelible loss of the Titanic, those who survived and those who gave their lives in the sinking.
Have you seen pictures of this thing?
Of the telegraph machine? No.
Yeah, they've actually, it's amazing.
I bet they have a model of one that's just like it.
But
without
this is,
disturbing the,
I mean, the one
burial.
That, you don't think it's pretty cool?
I don't see any reason to go get it. But I might be missing.
They could probably fix it up.
Fix it up.
Get it working
fix
again.
It
you know.
outdated technology, outdated instrument.
Now,
outdated
of course,
technology.
They used Morse code. Of course,
right?
Oh Christ!
That's why.
Now,
hey everybody, he's going to play Western Union.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, you were.
Yes, you are.
You've already done it.
But if you mean,
oh, even
a friendly home, remember
this?
Will you communicate by Morse? How will you speak?
What does the fox say?
I don't know what I hate more. What does the fox say or Western
Union?
See, that's the Morse code right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I love this.
I don't think it means. No, that has no meaning in Morse code.
Morse code, obviously, in a contemporary song, a big hit. But most people incorrectly think that
here we go.
The Titanic was the first to use SOS.
Oh, and it was not.
No. In fact, they apparently didn't use it at all. This is somewhat disputed. But
gotcha.
They used, what's it called? CQD was the code then.
Come quick, damn it.
Yep,
that's exactly
what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
My gosh, that was quick.
SOS was simpler, but that was used much later, apparently.
It had been used before,
but it didn't really take off till post-Titanic.
Get your ass over here.
Yeah, so if you're interested in this, there's actually you can find
how about HF.
yeah.
We're all wet.
GTF.
Oh boy.
Yeah. DTF.
WFOMF. We're freezing our.
Yeah, but this is interesting.
Interesting about it?
There's a production that has all the communications more or less from the Titanic that night.
You know, I woke up this morning and I wasn't depressed enough. So if you could give me some background on the Titanic sinking and thousands of people.
Yes,
including, by the way, lots of communication to the Titanic saying beware of icebergs.
Wow.
So they were quite negligent. And what would the guy get distracted by in the movie? What was it?
I thought he was having a little, I haven't seen Titanic in so long.
Yeah. So, anyways, they're going to go down and get the Marconi telegraph out of the radio room.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of cool. I mean, otherwise it's just going to get when the ship eventually crushes. It's just going to be lost in the.
That's fine. They don't need it.
Supposed to happen. Yeah.
They've already taken enough out of there, haven't they?
Yeah.
Well, they're also going to get the shoe shine kit from the boiler room.
Oh, jeez.
Well, good. That's
See, this is just this is kind of morbid, don't you think?
Yeah.
They're going to get the microwave from the galley.
Wow.
Yeah.
All
you
right.
Know, you got to give them about 15 seconds to get those pastries really soft in the morning. So you don't think they should do it?
No.
No. We're fine without it.
They don't need to wade through a bunch of
now, would there be
frozen corpses in tuxedos slowly spinning in the water.
Ugh.
Wouldn't they be completely gone by now?
They say no. I read that article that Josh referred to last time we talked about this.
Would they be skeletons? Would they
no,
be?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, this is...
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's not. They're not frozen. I mean, the water's obviously...
It's very cold.
Yeah.
But they're not frozen. Right.
It's very,
not,
very cold.
But when I say frozen, I mean more... rigor mortide or whatever.
But they are some states of preservation, apparently.
Yes. Salt water.
Do they have,
and
have pictures of that?
I didn't see them, but I hope you want to go on.
Is this the old joke? Hey, do you have any pictures of a dead Titanic?
Gosh.
You want some? Buy some?
What are you talking about?
It's kind of creepy, but
it's very creepy. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Some of them may be hugging each other still.
Oh,
Jesus.
There's a big ship sinking in the sea.
I think we've got a new banjo moment here. I don't know. Holy hell.
I'm not proud of anything we've done this morning.
No, not at all.
I think it's fascinating.
Can we just go home early?
Okay, sorry. You learned something? CQD was the distress signal.
Yeah, and what does it stand for again, Chick?
Come quick, damn it.
Best line of the morning.
Let's go.
SOS would be used later because it's three dots, three dashes, and three dots.
Okay.
Your S being what?
Save our ship.
But how do you do S in Morse code?
I don't know and don't care.
I have no idea.
It's three dots, you idiot. I just told you.
Idiot.
It's unbelievable. I told you 20 seconds
three
ago.
Three dots, three dashes, three dots.
Yes.
You think I listen to you?
No. Clearly, I've seen your office.
What?
I wonder what that means.
I don't know.
I don't even know what the... Yeah, what
apparently, is it? A real criticism there, and I need to know what it is.
You can't get the engineers to bring him some nails to hang up anything.
Oh... You're right.
Here's a nice framed portrait. I'll put it on the floor.
I would love to have those things hung.
You can't get a nail and a hammer from Eddie?
We can't what get did toner you just say? For the what, printer.
Wait,
what
hang
mean?
A second. What did you just say?
I said I can't get anything hung.
Anyone want to take the that's what she said, Joe? Sorry. Where was I?
On a much lighter note.
Three dots, three dashes, three
Shut
dots.
Up.
The world's largest all-electric airplane has taken flight.
Ah, world or something.
The historic 30-minute flight took place inland of Moses Lake, Washington, Thursday. The Cessna 208B Grand Caravan propeller plane, outfitted with a battery-powered electric engine made by a company called Magnix, M-A-G-N-I-X. The retrofitted Cessnas have a range of up to 100 miles.
Wow.
They're not going to get far.
Yeah, but this is the beginning of a new technology. This is super an electric airplane that you don't think that's cool? How long did it fly? I'm sorry.
30 minutes.
Yeah, well, they said it would have gone 31, but some jackass was charging their phone. You don't think that's cool? I mean, electric cars, electric airplane, how sharp would that be? Come on. God, you guys have no imagination. We never would have gotten to the moon if you were in charge.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I can't get to the moon. I got to get a pepperoni on this pizza.
That's right. It would have been far too concerned.
That's right.
Busy getting more pepperoni.
Can I organize some sort of delivery? Of a pizza?
Isn't that cool, though?
I mean.
Electric airplane.
Yeah, I would say it's the next step,
why not
right?
Steam. You seem like a steam guy to me. Make these steam planes. How about that?
Well, they're going to have some a revolution in battery technology.
How would that fit you? Steam plane.
Pretty cool. That's a neat thing. Bravo.
A Jacksonville man has been arrested after reports he mooned neighbors who asked him to stop mowing yards that weren't his.
He's got a lot going on.
Sounds
here.
Like a menace.
Yeah. Mr. Bradley Hayes was arrested at 7:50 p.m. Tuesday on a disorderly conduct charge. Police were called because a man mowing a yard that was not his property. When residents approached and asked him to leave, the man stood up, pulled his pants down, and exposed his buttocks.
I was ordinary, but I was never a mooner.
Never?
Never.
Hmm. We have kind of a flat
What's happening?
Your weapon, if you will.
What is going on?
Yeah, like an eclipse moon?
Right.
Just back me up on this.
I think that's fair to say. You don't have anything to show.
Josh and I have, we both have.
I have what's been described as a frog's ass.
Watertight, but flat.
Yes, very flat.
That's also frog's ass.
It's just legs to back. No ass there to separate the two.
So this guy barely even room for pants.
So this guy's cutting other people's lawns against their wishes. That's a weird thing to be doing.
Yeah, it is.
I have a neighbor that every now and again mows part of my backyard. And at first I was like, what's he doing? Then I went, why would I ever get mad about this?
Right. Hey, can you get this part over here?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
What was the name of that bird with Cap'n Crunch? What was that?
Toucan?
No. Tookie. No, that's in Georgia the Jungle.
Toucan Sam.
Tookie bird. Crunchberry bird?
Maybe? Oh, it could be. It could be.
I don't remember.
Cap'n Crunch, I believe.
Indeed, yeah.
There's no T in there.
I was trying to pull us out of the ditch and we just got sucked right back into it.
Now, I was quite pleased over the weekend. I don't know if you heard this, Jess. I had occasion at the last minute yesterday to go grab some bananas while out running an errand.
Oh, yeah. You missed this story if you weren't listening earlier. Yeah.
You'll appreciate this, happened? Jess, because you're a sensitive soul and not a cynic. It's the point is I was fully gloved, had a mask on.
Sunglasses.
A cap, and I just happened to have sunglasses on. I usually take in, when I go into anywhere, I wear just high-quality safety goggles.
He looks like Ray Milland wherever he goes.
Invisible man. Yeah.
So, if you can envision this, so my face is covered for the most part. I've got sunglasses on and a cap, and I grab my bananas. I get in line.
I grab my bananas. They're raining today, bro. I'm a lunatic.
So I get up there.
Somebody, as Josh said earlier, somebody should be enjoying this.
This. Let me finish. So I get up there. And I haven't been in this grocery store in at least 2 months. Oh, and I get up there, and this woman goes, "Hello there,
hello there."
I can admit, it just made my day.
He thinks not only is this a story appropriate for us, but to anybody listening, he thinks we want to hear.
Well, here's what I'm saying: if this had been Chick, and he had been in a grocery store,
yes, and someone would have had the balls to speak to me, and I just said, "Look, pal,"
and the clerk had said, "How about ya?" It would have made his day.
Maybe so.
And maybe so. I say all this to introduce the How About Ya tribute. That Dean put together. And if you just give this a few seconds of your time, but I think it'll be well worth it. How About Ya, of course, is Chick's new catchphrase that he periodically forgets.
I do, yeah.
But
I really
this
do.
Is his catchphrase.
Sorry.
Okay, this is why you're not Paul Harvey.
I know. Yeah. I could have been so big.
Yeah, okay. Paul, you're supposed to pause and then say, "Good day." Okay,
please
here we go.
Push the button.
How about ya? How about ya? How about ya?
Bum, bum, bum.
Chick McGee is here to say how about ya?
Bum, bum, bum.
How about ya? How about ya?
How about ya?
Bum, bum, bum.
How about ya?
you gotta love the end.
The ending's great.
Okay, now, for some of you, that may have brought on some joy. I hope it did.
PTSD.
Yeah, okay, sure.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah, should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord, we get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.